Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. Well, the big news today, this Wednesday happens to be the Liz Cheney meaningful defeat in Wyoming. Jimmy, what are your comments on that, first of all?
The polls seem to be right. Maybe not even as powerful, not as accurate as actually what it turned out. I mean, Cheney got crushed by, yeah. I believe, with over 95% of the vote in, by 38 points.
Yeah.
I mean, that is stunning.
Yeah, it
literally is. 40-point crushing.
Mm-hmm.
The closest Democrat, the only Democrat to win the Democratic primary was Lynette Grable. Her total, Harriet Hagman,
right.
113,000 votes. Cheney got 49,316. On the latest estimates updated about 9 o'clock this morning.
Right.
Lynette Grable, the Democratic candidate, got 4,496 votes. I mean, that's it. So there's, Cheney was doomed, and there was no way, there weren't enough Democrats actually to switch over. But I would imagine that actually quite a number did, which actually reduced that margin of victory for Hagman probably by a few percentage points.
Well, it looks like Cheney is not going to start a super PAC.
Yeah, and, she's going to bleed this, the typically corrupt Washington, D.C. insider.
Right.
She's going to go ahead and get the donors that tried to support her, and she's going to go ahead and do whatever she can, somewhat like the Lincoln Project, to undermine Trump and Republican supporters that support Trump. And that's a lot of people. They just don't get it. I do not understand why these people, the Republicans in name only, they're actually reaching out to Democrats. They're, why the heck are they continuing to undermine actually the vast majority of voters on the Republican Party? It doesn't make a lot of sense other than just personal bitterness and corruption.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say they're corrupt. I would say there is depending on how you look at it. But I would also say that there is some incredible personal bitterness on the part of a very large group of people about Donald Trump. No question whatsoever about that. And all that proves to me is the swamp is very, very dangerous and very, very deep.
Well, there's no question about it. And again, yeah. Why is it so deep? I mean, it's interesting. There's a few articles coming out. Don't worry about Liz Cheney. She came into office, mm-hmm. Net worth at about $3 million. And now she's basically gained $35 million over her 6.5 years in Congress. You look at Nancy Pelosi. You look at Mitch McConnell. You look at both Republicans and Democrats that
yep.
have just unbelievably profited off their positions in Congress. And it's unfortunately it's disgusting, but a lot of people don't see it. And of course, they're manipulating the population through fear and intimidation. And they're basically political lies in order to achieve power. And I just, I just can't say enough of how dangerous that is for our future.
Well, it is very dangerous for the future. If we have a real, real amount of what I would call significant disparity in the country right now, and former President Trump really has brought that on, and I would have to say that he represents one side, and it's becoming pretty apparent to me, Jimmy, that the other side, represented by the swamp, is very, very concerned. I think Trump really represents, at this moment in time, the future of America.
Well, I think what he's doing is capturing the angst with much of the population.
Yeah.
And that's the frustration in D.C. I'll go back to that movie and book series, actually, that turned into a movie, The Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
And you go through a series of books before you realize The real problem is this centralized control in, quote, the capital that has completely lost touch with all the rest of the Pan America in this futuristic identity. And of course, what happens in the end is this awful violence that destroys, because those people don't actually understand what's going on in the rest of the outskirts outside of their little bubble. And that's what's happening in America right now. Liz Cheney has lived in D.C. almost her entire life. Her father was in D.C. This is really pretty telling. When she filed her first Facebook message saying she was running for Congress, the geo-coordinates for the Facebook post was actually in McLean, Virginia, right outside of CIA headquarters.
Right.
So, you know, Liz Cheney has not had much contact with her voters. What she has had contact with is the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all those media and very, like, controlled leftist ideologues that actually drive the narrative. And she has been lost to it. Her, Adam Kinzinger, actually Mitt Romney, a lot of these people that have been so out of touch with the people at their home districts, and they keep pushing these agendas. And it's just, to me, it shows the amount of control the media has, and the corporations that control the media for their political agendas, the amount of control the lobbyists for those major corporations have, the amount of money they put into campaigns that basically skew, they have, you know, actual, you know, miles and miles, you know, thousands and thousands of consultants that come up with different ideas in order to manipulate people and to, you know, get them to not face the basic reality that they're facing each day, to divert their attention, to do other, you know, stay focused on the most ridiculous things, on gender ideology, which is really stupid, but it does divert attention away from the real core issues of inflation.
Well, there's no question it really does divert attention. I mean, it's just as obvious as the nose on your face. There's absolutely no question whatsoever about that. I'm not sure what, in addition, we can really say about the Liz Cheney situation. Super PAC right around the corner, of course, there's really no question about that. She has a very, very strong personality and envisions herself as being a very strong woman, which I'm sure that she is. But she does, I think she really believes that she can take down the entire, not the entire, but, well, let me ask you this question, Jim. How strong, in your opinion, and you know the numbers, etc., how strong, in your opinion, is Trump within the, what percent of the Republican Party does Trump really have the true ear of?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of polling out there that shows that over 90% of the Republican Party support his basic agenda and his ideas. So that 10% is actually, you know, there was a 65% at the 2016 election. Mm-hmm. That there's a huge gap that's diminished. And the reason why is because people are starting to realize how corrupt Washington, D.C. is.
Yeah.
And how corrupt actually many of the Republicans in the senior leadership positions are, and how they're willing, they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to fight against the deep state. They don't want to fight against the administrative state that is actually dictating our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So. But more and more people are starting to see it, and the ones that don't are actually either leaving the party, staying, they're not voting, or they're actually moving over to, you know, the Democrats, which really have moved so far away from the middle with their agendas, their very elitist views, that they're beginning to leave behind even those people, that they don't have anywhere to go.
Mm-hmm. Pretty strange situation right now, but that's what Trump uncovered, and that's really kind of too bad, I have to say. I want to get back to an original question that we have talked about numerous times in the past, and that is, what are the odds, in your opinion, of President Biden actually running again for re-election? What are the odds of that happening, Jimmy?
Well, according to him, they're pretty high. According to the White House, they're pretty high. But I actually don't think it's going to be possible for him. And I think we'll see what happens. I actually think that if the wisest, as we've said before, the wisest strategy for the Democrats would be to eat this election, but go ahead and get him out of control and get somebody in there, not Kamala Harris. Obviously, they're stuck with that as a secretary, but you know, they can orchestrate something to take her out as well. And I mean, just legally, because she's made some absolute bonehead errors. But get someone that they can prepare for 2024, that they, you know, like a Gavin Newsom, maybe, you know, Pritzker. I don't know. There's a few others out there that are going to be potentially stepping in. The longer Biden doesn't announce that he's staying out, the harder it is for the Democratic Party to actually organize and get funding and resources. But they will throw their money in at whoever it is at the end. And those are the big corporations that want to buy control.
Yeah. And the question is, so we're not sure, and you're not sure, I guess, whether it's going to be Biden, which I think it will be personally, who I think it will be, or whether it's somebody from the outside like Gavin Newsom.
I've said it before. I'm going to say it again, Al.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is not getting better. He's not getting healthier. He's not getting younger. He's not getting more cognizant. Mm-hmm. All these issues are going to come to a head. And this November, if the Democrats get crushed in the election, they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to change something for 2024. So I actually don't think he's going to run.
Well, I'd bet your dinner on that, but you're on one side of the country and I'm on the other side, so it's probably never going to happen. It wouldn't surprise me if he did run again, is about all that I can say. Although, of course, from what I've seen on the news recently, he probably wouldn't make it, primarily because he's too easy a target. Yeah, so we'll see. Kamala Harris, I just don't think is there personally, and if I were Kamala Harris, I would be a very unhappy person. Jimmy, we're at 11:42. What do you want to go into? I wouldn't mind just having the folks focus on what's going on with Liz Cheney in Wyoming. What do you want to bring up in addition to that? Anything?
Well, I think Liz Cheney's done and over with. It's a great symbol of how much frustration there is with the J6 committee. She did not get any traction with that. No one's changing their ideas.
You're absolutely correct on that one, Jim.
So with the Trump raid, with the FBI, DOJ, you're getting people in the middle that are just going, what the heck is going on?
Right.
So I think the momentum is shifting.
Right.
I will say there's one interesting thing that the Biden administration in this bill allowed a large lease to go forward for oil and gas in the Caribbean area, in the basin, which potentially could drop some of the futures prices. But the reality is they're doing so much damage right now. It's surprising. He's going to, you know, the environmental lobby is going to be up in flames over this thing. But, you know, I think that they're actually, you know, actually putting in place with this $739 billion dollar bill that they just passed, they're going to absolutely inflame inflation. They're going to make it worse. I think they're going to have problems with energy in the short term. They have failed to do anything significant other than just throw money and weapons to the Ukrainian situation.
Yeah.
And I think down the road, we are in some serious future problems.
Well, let's wait and see what happens. I'm more focused right now on, I'm not disagreeing or agreeing. I'm saying let's wait and see what happens. I'm focusing right now on the November election this year. Jim, thanks so much, bud.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.